Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Twitter on the iPhone. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to discuss the official Twitter app for the iPhone. There are a lot of different Twitter applications for the iPhone, some free, some not, but this is the official one. I guess that Apple endorses. It used to be called Tweety, and now it's just called Twitter. And I'd like to talk about it. I had a request for discussion of Twitter on the iPhone. So this is the easiest way to get access to it. And for the most part, it's pretty accessible. There are some things that I wish it did differently, but that's okay. It's become more accessible over the past several months, since I've gotten the iPhone anyway. And it's also free with no ads, which is also a good thing. So I'm going to just sort of demonstrate how it works. I have it on my iPhone in a folder called Twitter, which is a little confusing, admittedly, because the app itself is just called Twitter. I'm going to go find it.
Grizzly. Hootsuite Lite.
These are a bunch of other Twitter apps.
Twitterific. Twitter.
Let's go into Twitter.
Twitter. Erinager. Heading.
And it will take you into your account, whichever one you were in last. And it takes you to your page of tweets that you've been receiving. So it will update with the last, 200 tweets or so. And
compose button, Erinager, heading.
At the top, you have your account name as a heading. Mine is at Erin Edgar. That's my username for one of my accounts. Actually, the only account I have set up on here. This app is good in that you can add more. You can set it up to follow and monitor and use more than one account. And since I have four Twitter accounts, this is a good thing. Although I only have it set up for one currently.
Compose button.
Then you can compose a brand new tweet.
Search timeline. Search field.
You can search your timeline for different things, and you can also search the public timeline. There is a setting in your account settings that will limit it to searching the public timeline or just searching your own.
Pull down to refresh.
And you can pull down to refresh the results as they come in, or to refresh your tweets as they come in.
Search timeline. Pull down to last updated, March 6th, 11, 12:23 p.m.
And it will tell you when it was last updated, which was just a minute or so ago.
Accessible Twitter. Good tips. RT Adonafferty. 5 common Twitter mistakes and how to fix them. HTTP. Bitly. HB2JOG. Number Twitter number tips.
That is the first tweet in my home buffer. It brings up whatever buffer you were in. Last time, it will bring it up again. So this is my home buffer, because that's where I was the last time. And you have several tweets on the screen here.
Accessible. Marlartman. At tweeting underscore frog. I know what you. Direct messages. Technolis. At Terry Klisker. If at Kathy Ann Murtha says that majority rules, then I vote with her. Selected. Tweets.
And at the bottom, you've got a doc. And it is on tweets. That's the bottom left corner.
Mentions.
Mentions, you can set it up to display your mentions.
Direct messages.
Direct messages.
Search.
Search. You can do a more detailed search.
More.
And more. And this is where I usually go because it has list support. And a lot of my tweets are governed by lists. And it does not tell you it has gone
my profile
into
button.
More. You know, it doesn't bring up the little voiceover tweeting tweedle sound and, you know, tell you it has refreshed. But it did.
Erinager, heading.
Back up at the top.
Compose button.
And you can still compose a new tweet.
My profile button.
Now you can go in, look at your profile, and I think edit it.
Favorites button.
You can view a list of your favorites.
Drafts.
Drafts. If you want to save a tweet and work on it again later.
Lists heading.
Now you have another heading, and it has your lists. So what do I have set up?
At Erinager. Accessibility.
And of course, when you set up a Twitter account, it imports all of this automatically into the app.
At Erinager, Carolina. At Erinager, friends.
These are all my lists.
At Erinager, jobs. At Erinager, MISC. At Erinager, mushroom. At Erinager, science tech. New list button.
And of course,
accounts and settings. New list. At Erinager, new list button.
You can create a new list right here in the app.
Accounts and settings button.
And then now we're at another dock.
Tweets. Accounts and settings button.
Well, not quite. Accounts and settings. That's towards the bottom.
Tweets.
And now we're at the dock again on the bottom. Tweets.
Mentions.
Mentions.
Direct messages. Search. Selected. More.
And we're in more. That's where we are now. So it does say selected.
At Erinager. New list button. Accounts and
Let's
settings.
Let's go into
button.
Accounts and settings. This does have some interesting features in it.
Accounts. Edit. Button. Air Integer. AT&T. Edit. Button.
You can edit your settings.
Accounts. Heading. Add. Button.
You can add a new account, which is fantastic. When I first got this app, you could only do one at a time. One account or another
Air Integer. Edit. Button.
Now.
Account. Add. Button. Air Integer. Settings. Button. Air
if
Integer.
I go into that, that's my account. And it will take me...
Air Integer. Heading. Within 1968.
Back to my
and surely
tweets,
not the Red Indians.
Just so you know. And...
More.
Of course, now I have to go into more.
At Air Integer. Job. At Air. Direct messages. Search. At Air Integer. Job. At Air. New accounts and settings. Button.
Back into accounts and settings.
Accounts. Edit.
But if you accidentally click on that username with the at sign in front of it, it takes you back into
Air Integer.
Your tweets.
Settings. Button. Refresh. Button. Settings.
There's
Air
a
Integer.
Dock on this one. Just settings.
Settings. Button.
Go in there.
Settings. Done. Settings. Heading. Done. Button. Settings. Heading. Air Integer. Notifications. Messages. Mentions and replies. Button.
You can have it deal with notifications and all this kind of thing. You can set up how you deal with that.
Display name. Full name. Full name. Button.
This is a new feature since the last update. You can set it to display either the screen name or the person's full name if they have that in their profile. You can have it display that.
Font size. 15 points.
You
15
can,
points. Button.
Mess with the font size.
Advanced. Button. Manual. Button.
Help.
About. Button.
And about.
Advanced. Button.
What's under advanced? Why
advanced.
Not?
Settings. Image service. Advanced.
It,
heading.
It, there's a lot in the advanced settings about how it deals with images and video.
Text expander.
It also, you can turn
image
on
quality.
A
medium.
Text expander.
Medium. Button. Ignore local trends. Ignore local trends. Switch. Zero. Button.
These switches, when they say one and zero, I think they mean on and off, and that's off.
Text expander, switch, sound effects, switch, one, button.
I'm not exactly sure what those do.
Pinstripes, switch, one, button.
I'm not sure, I think that must be background.
Install Safari bookmarklet, button.
And that's basically it.
Settings, done,
so,
button, done, button.
What happens if I actually
accounts,
go
edit,
into
button.
A tweet?
Settings,
let's
button.
Go back to my tweets.
Two of five bars, edit, button, at, Air Integer, at, button, Air Integer. Air Integer, heading. Air Integer, head. Compose.
I can,
orientation
of course,
locked.
Compose
status,
a
NASA,
tweet.
In case you missed, NASA, in case you missed it.
Hush. I can, of course, compose a tweet at any time. It's in the top right corner.
Accessible Twitter. Good tips. RT add-on. NASA, in case, Rich Cav. Almost done with stats, then all of my work is done for the day.
Let's just go into this tweet and see what we get.
6 of 234. 6 of 234. Up. 1 of 2. Button. Down. 2 of 2. Button.
You can go to the previous to next tweet automatically without having to go back to your list and...
Link. Almost done with stats, then all of my work... Link.
This takes you to the profile of the individual.
Almost done with stats, then all of my work is done for the day. 6 of 200. Link. Almost done. Twitter client. Link.
It tells you what, how the tweet was composed. And you can, of course, go to the Twitter client website.
Bullet March 6th 11. 12:24 p.m.
It gives you the time.
Button.
And day. And this button, right underneath the time, will take you to the person's profile.
Rich Cavallero. At Rich Cav. Star. Button. Reply. Button. Retweet outline button item. Button. Paperclip. Dimp. Button. Action. Button.
Paperclip. I'm not sure what that does. If you go into action.
Alert. Quote tweet. Button. Copy link to tweet. Button. Mail tweet. Button. Translate. Button. Cancel. Button.
I want to cancel that because I don't really care to do that.
Reply. Button. Bullet March 6th 11. Twitter client. Link. Almost done with stats. Link. Down. Link. All. Quitter. Bullet. Button. Rich Cav. Tweet. Unfollow. Button.
And if you go into the button, like I said, that's under the date.
Rich Cav.
Right
heading.
Above the bottom dock of the screen, you get.
Reply. Button.
Even more options.
Rich Cavallero. At Rich Cav. Number 9,510,762. Contact card. Button. Unfollow. Button. Rich Cav follows Air Integer. Heading.
It tells you if this person follows you or not.
A typical New Yorker who loves music, radio, and technology. I like to live my life to the fullest
there
and meet new people.
There is the
profile. Everyday. Web. HD. Lists. Button. More. Button. Joined on October 17, 2007. Heading.
You can see his lists. You can see when he joined.
Selected. Profile. Tweets. Mentions. Favorites. 6 of 234. Timeline.
So that's basically
back button.
What happens when you go into a tweet in your timeline. That is an overview of the iPhone Twitter application. I hope it helped some of you, especially those who are considering trying to find new apps for Twitter, because it actually has gotten to be rather good. It especially, now supports multiple accounts and supports lists and is more accessible than it was before. One thing it does not do, if you go into apps like Echo Fon or maybe some others, I think Twitterific, VoiceOver will read to you how long ago a tweet was posted, like about 29 seconds ago or about 3 minutes ago or whatever. If you go into the official Twitter app for the iPhone that I just demonstrated, that actually is shown on the screen. So sighted people can see it, but for some reason, whatever, VoiceOver does not read that time. But if you, of course, go into the tweet, it will tell you when it was posted, give you the date and time of the post. So anyway, it is simple as that to use. It does a lot. And thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.